Welcome, everyone. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. We always open up the show with the Imperials, and today is no exception. We're going to try and praise the Lord.
Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
And praise the Lord. Here's the Prestonwood Choir. Fill this place.
Above all, your spirit draws near, your will is made known. This is the cry of your people.
Prestonwood Choir and Fill This Place. Here are the tallies. We want to thank you.
For all the bestow. No song or spoken word could half convey just how grateful we are. But Lord, we will gather to bring you honor with a thank.
If I could have played just one song today, of course, I've got many more than that. I would have played that one by the Tallies. We want to thank you, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And I've got some shout outs to do and some big God bless yous going out to Sue Estes. She is here with us today listening to the program. God bless you, Sue. And as you know, you're in my prayers every day. Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon, are listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. And Judy Merritt has shared the link to the program and is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Let's see, two shares. Let's see who else. Oh, Sue Stevens. Sue Stevens is listening. And God bless you, Sue. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for sharing the link to the show. Here's C.C. Winans talking about the goodness of God.
Darkest night.
You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my
be found. I sought for meaning in the words of great men. All the words just let me down. Not seeking justice for the things that I'd done. My soul needed mercy and I found it in God's Son.
Grace at the foot of a rugged cross on Calvary.
search. It's a useless dream you're chasing. You'll find no peace until you seek his face.
Amen.
The answer's right before you.
That's Legacy 5, and I Found Grace. Here's the triumphant quartet. It's called The Best Thing. The Triumphant Quartet and The Best Thing. Here are the Happy Goodmans going out to Kathy Parker, and what a lovely name.
wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven, let the world proclaim, what a lovely name.
And what a lovely name. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Your grace still amazes me.
Fall on my knees, 'cause you
Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and your grace still amazes me. I want to do a shout-out real quick. I forgot to do one to Stephanie Preston down in Clinton, Mississippi. She says, I am here, and we are glad you are here, Stephanie. God bless you. I don't know, a lot of you are friends with the Brother Claude Davis, as I am, and saw him rejoicing this week. A lot of answered prayer as we praise God for answered prayer. Well, God always gives an answer to our prayer. It's not always the answer that we're wanting, but it's always what is best for us. But Brother Claude and got to see his son. They were reunited after 40-something years. I think 43 years, if I'm not mistaken, but I can truthfully say 40 years plus. And it's just such a great story. A lot of people praying for him. A lot of people working to find his son. And it all came to fruition. And it all came in God's time. And God's time is not always our time. But we are so happy for Brother Claude Davis. Here are the Kingsmen, the Apple Tree Song.
A minister had just closed a revival in a huge Midwestern city. He stepped on the train on his way home and found himself seated beside a young man. For nothing better to do, He turned to the young fellow and tried to start up a conversation with him about the weather or just things in general. He noticed he didn't receive an answer, and he turned to the young man and saw the tears streaming down his cheeks. He told him then, "Son, I'm a preacher. I'm a minister. I'll be glad to help you any way I can." The young man, through his tears, proceeded to tell this story. He said, "Preacher, 2 years ago I got so mean at home that my mom and dad couldn't do anything with me. But one day I even went so far as to strike my father with my fist." He told me then, "Son, we're going to have to ask you to leave home. And we can't do anything with you while you're breaking your mama's heart. Preacher, I wandered all over this country for the past 2 years. And then about 3 weeks ago, I gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I wrote my mom and dad a letter. I told them I'd be on this train. I told them I was coming home." The preacher told him, "Son, that's all well and good, but how do you know you're going to be welcome? How do you know everything's going to be all right at home?" The young man said, "Preacher, we've lived beside these old railroad tracks all of my life in a little old white house. And out behind the house is a great big old apple tree. I told my mom and dad in the letter, if I was welcome home, if everything was all right, just have dad go out back and hang a white rag right in the top of that old apple tree. And I could see it from the train. And I'd know then that everything was all right. Preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me what you see? I want to go home so bad, and I'm afraid that white rag won't be in the top of that apple tree." The preacher dusted the window of the train and looked out. Then he had a great big grin on his face. He said, "Son, son, why, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about. That old apple tree's in full blossom. Why, there's white rags hanging all over it from one end to the other. That's all I can see is white rags. And out under the apple tree, I see that gray-haired old mom and dad of yours standing there waving a big white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home.' And you know, that's just like God. No matter how mean we've been, no matter how wicked we've been, no matter what we've done in and with our lives, all we have to do is say, 'Jesus, help me. Jesus, take away my sin.' And he'll welcome each and every one of us home."
Steps of the old home place, and she'd say, "George, come on in, it's supper time." Oh my, but how I'd love to hear that once more. But Russ, you know, time has woven the realization of a truth that is even more thrilling, and that's when the Lord come to the portals of glory and says, come on in, for it's supper time, and we'll be gathered around the table with the Lord himself at the greatest supper time of them all. In visions now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. Oh, it's supper time upon the golden shore. Hallelujah.
Bass voice of George Young singing with the Gaither Vocal Band, Supper Time. Here are the Neelands.
Though you've wandered far from Father's house, though your lonely heart should ache, overshadow you.
Come On Home. Sending that out to Brother Ben Foster, who has been through some surgery the past few days. He wanted to hear something with a little bit of bluegrass in it, and that's a beautiful bluegrass song by the Neelands and Come On Home. Here's Kenny Henson, That I Could Still Go Free.
Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and feet, but as long to lay
Kenny Henson, That I Could Still Go Free. Here's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Forgiven Again.
left my family, the love I had known. I couldn't believe how callous I'd grown. Then I woke up one morning in cold, freezing rain and said, I'll go back where I caused so much pain.
Oh, just inside of the place where the
betrayed your best friend. If you're lost and confused, wondering where it will end, there's a way you can know that wherever.
And signature sound, Forgiven Again. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. And I want to do some shout-outs. I almost forgot about him today. I got really into the music today. Well, I do every Sunday, but today the music just has wrapped me up in the words, the lyrics, and about God's mercy and God's grace and God's love. And it's just sometimes it's a little overpowering. Not sometimes, it is all the time. But I want to do a shout out and a big God bless you. And we're praying for Temple Duncan, who fell and broke her ankle. And she will have to probably have some minor surgery on it this week. We hope there's no major surgery, Temple. But we know you're in a lot of pain, and you're in our prayers. And God bless you. And thank you, Cherie, for letting me know about this. Temple and Cherie are my cousins, and such precious cousins at that. So God bless both of you. And Temple, we will be praying for you. I want to do a shout out to Jamie and Sonny Denny in the Elihu community. That's right outside of Somerset. They live in the Cabin Hollow area out there. And just super phenomenal people. And somebody I went to high school with, Roberta Lander. I want to say a big God bless you and a big thank you for your encouragement and for listening to my shows. You'll never know what that means to me. And Jenna and Carl Wheeler, I want to say good day to them because it's already Monday in Australia. And they live in, I believe it's Koiwa, and that's in New South Wales, Australia. And a big shout out to them. They'll be listening by recording. And let me see here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my precious friends, and that's Sue and Jack Shelton. Like you've heard me say, they've known me since way back in the 80s. The 80s seems like yesterday in one way. In another way, it seems like a lifetime ago. And I want to say a big God bless you to Sue and Jack, and also to Sue's sisters, both of them, Connie Gibson and Teresa Cook, who have been listening to the show, and that just blesses my heart because they're really strong, good Christian people. Phyllis Ashcraft, big shout out to her, and thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your encouragement too, Phyllis. And Brother Herschel Whitaker, he's become my problem child because he was in the hospital, and then he's back home again, but then he went back in again. So we've been through a lot of prayer for Brother Herschel Whitaker, a precious man. And he's 92 years young and a Korean War combat veteran. We thank him for his service every chance we get. And such a precious individual. And he's got a precious daughter and son-in-law, Diana Lyons, and her husband, Bobby. They take great care of him and love him very, very much. I'm thinking I'm forgetting somebody here. I almost forgot my Aunt Joan Smith. I love you, Aunt Joan. I love you too, Bill. That's her husband. And I want to do a big shout out to my cousin, Vicky Kidd, and her husband, Roger. And I love you both dearly. Here's Gold City, by your grace, for your glory.
Live by your grace.
That's Gold City. Here's Greater Vision, Older People.
They grew up in a day of black and white, where wrong was always wrong and right was always right. And you never had to wonder come Sunday where they'd be with their sons and daughters in pew number 3. But now this modern age has them feeling out of touch. The church has turned the page, isn't asking them for much. They're a fortune of knowledge, they've been through the fire, and to have them here among us, just think how blessed we are. Their wrinkles tell the story of how they made it through. They faced the rain and weathered storms, their scars are living. Their wisdom is a treasure right underneath our steeples. We could learn so much if we take the time to listen to older people. They can tell us how revival will melt a hardened heart, how teardrops on our Bibles is always where it starts. And when the way seems hopeless, the church can still achieve if we'll preach the gospel boldly and stay on our knees. I'd rather hear from those who've been there telling how they overcame as they walked the road familiar and did it all in Jesus' name. Their wrinkles tell the story of how they made it through. They faced the rain and weathered storms, their scars are living proof. Wisdom is a treasure right underneath our steeples. We could learn so much if we take the time to listen. I don't want to miss the chance to sit and listen. We'll be blessed if we'll only pause and listen. Pause and listen to older people.
That song, when I was down here working on my show, and then I pray and I ask God to lead, guide, and direct me with everything in my life, but especially with this show. And I have never played that before by Greater Vision. I've got Greater Vision's whole album or a couple of them. And I've been looking for songs and asking God to lead me to songs that are going to bless people, uplift people, and give people hope. But that one, I guess because I'm becoming one of those older people, it means so much to me and meant so much to me listening how they, these young guys that are singing in Greater Vision captured that, the older generation, the way we grew up and things were a lot simpler and, you know, and so on. And just the wisdom that's found in an older person or that should be there. People associate age with wisdom and wisdom with age. It doesn't always happen. Some of us get older, but then we make the same mistakes all over again, you know. But It really spoke to my heart. So I hope you enjoyed Older People by Greater Vision, because I will probably play that again someday. It'll be a while, but I really enjoyed it. And I hope you did. That's the main thing, and that you got a blessing out of it. Here's Brian Free and Assurance, Fighting on My Knees.
Trenches, been scarred on the front line. This armor seen some testing, and my courage has been tried. But regardless of the battle or how fierce the enemy, I never have to leave my knees to claim the victory.
I'm a soldier winning battles by fighting. This master strategy. Though the arrows fly around me, I will not face defeat. I'm a soldier winning battles by fighting on my knees.
The shadow of the cross, I boldly fight for freedom and the honor of my God. Jesus is my captain. I join the proud of you. All of hell may come against me, but
that's Brian Free and Assurance in Fighting on My Knees. Here's Jason Crabb, Friend in the Fire.
You can get bitter from the flames. You can get hurt. You can get worn out and lost because you got burnt. But when you see the hand of God reaching through the fire, can raise you from the ashes and make you new again. Forge me in the flames, bend my desires, are you my will, refine me in the fire, whatever it takes to take me higher. You've never forsaken me, you stayed through the heat, you're a friend in lived and I've lost the ones I've loved. I've looked to the sky and asked God, why was my faith not enough? But then I saw the hand of God reaching through the fire. He pulled me from the ashes and made me new again. Forged me in the flames, bend my desires, I yield my will. Refine me in the fire, whatever it takes to take me high.
Jason Crabb and Friend in the Fire. And Sue Estes is listening today. And I always think of that song. I think of you when I play that song, Sue. And you have certainly been through the fire. And you continue to praise his name. God bless you, Sue. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter.
When you feel you can't go on, just raise your
Jeff and Sherry Easter, and praise his name. Here's Evie, Hold On.
If you feel today that you can't make it,
you can't make it,
keep holding on, 'cause you can take it. If you hold on,
hold on
a little while longer, hold on,
hold on
a little while longer, hold on,
hold on a little while longer, hold on. Ooh.
If you feel
That's Evie and Hold On. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we first want to thank you, Lord, for bringing together a father and a son after 40 plus years of not seeing each other. Lord, thank you for answering the prayers of so many, and we now rejoice and celebrate the happy reunion of Brother Claude Davis and his son this past week. And Father, we have so many in our listening family dealing with physical and emotional pain. We pray for strength and for healing for Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Kathy Myers, and Temple Duncan. And Lord, we're asking for peace and for comfort for the family of Lanny Smith, who has come home to you. And Father, we continue to lift up the names of Sue Estes and Pat Miller and Sheila Maxwell and Mary Lou Foster and Sue Stevens, all part of our listening family, all missing their spouse, and some dealing with some sort of physical affliction in addition to that. Lord, I ask you to bless each of them in such a mighty way and bring comfort to each of them as they deal with all this every day. And Father, I'm praying for strength and healing for many others on my prayer list that are locked in battle with cancer and depression and chronic pain and addiction. And Lord, we're asking you to bless our troops around the world. Bless our frontline medical workers. And we are also asking blessings on our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, and our EMTs who put their lives on the line for us each day. And oh Lord, tonight I was reminded so much of your love and your grace and your mercy as I was blessed by the words in these beautiful gospel songs. And Lord, please bless each one who listened tonight. And Father, I ask if you will please bless all who listen later to the recorded broadcast of the show. Lead, God, and direct us every day, Father, in everything that we do in every way. And Lord, forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I can see you're hurting, and I know that you're in pain, and nothing in this life seems worthwhile. Tried everything to bring you peace of mind. You're looking for someone to mend your broken life. Just one time. Here.
That's Karen Peck and New River, Just One Touch. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHE-LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my pleasure, but most of all, it has been my blessing to be your host for this program. It's a difficult program for me to do because I worry about the music that I play, that I'm going to be playing something that's going to uplift you and something that's going to give you comfort and something that's going to give you joy. And I hold the music in such reverence, and I hold this time that I spend with you in such reverence that I try just to make it through the show without saying something stupid because I'm so good at that. I think I have a master's degree in stupidity, or maybe even a doctorate. But it's sometimes, you know, that I want to say what's in my heart, and I want my heart to connect to your heart and my mind to connect to your mind so that you know what I'm feeling, that you know that I'm hurting with you, that you know that I'm rejoicing with you, because we're a family. We don't see each other, but we all love each other. You're my listening family, and I cherish each and every one of you. And thank you so much for listening. I don't take you for granted as a listener. Thank you. Pray for me. Pray that God continues to give me strength to do this, because the evil one attacks me like you would not believe when I try to get ready to do this show on a Sunday. Even if I start working on it on a Wednesday or a Thursday, it's unbelievable. So I'm praying for the blood of Jesus around me and my wife and my family and around this show and around all of you. Thank you again. God bless each and every one of you. I'm going out with Elvis Presley tonight, Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than thee.